Say goodbye to things scattered, stressed, and the last-minute scrambles to fund your real estate deals. If you're ready to stop chasing leads, endlessly connecting on Facebook, social media, and Zoom just to pitch your stuff to anything that moves and breathes, listen up. The Daily Investor Lead Flow is finally here. This tool has forever helped us pinpoint where to focus our capital raising efforts and where to free our time and energy. Head over to dailyinvestorleadflow.com to discover how much of a game changer it can be for you. The Daily Investor Lead Flow literally changed everything for us. Now you can finally have the opportunity to take back your time and get your life back. Remember those times you reached out to investors and heard nothing back? Those days are coming to an end. This tool will zoom out, highlighting all the gaps. It will also zoom in, removing all the guesswork from prioritizing your efforts. Plus, it will help set clear expectations for your business and ensure that your capital raising strategies are assets, not liabilities. Don't wait. Take the Daily Lead Flow by going to dailyinvestorleadflow.com. That's dailyinvestorleadflow.com. Your future self will forever thank you. Kevin Costner, the A-lister, just violated the cardinal sin of Hollywood, landing him in a lot of hot water. What we can learn from Kevin Costner's situation applies to our own lives and teaches us a crucial lesson about developing key financial strategies. More on this later.
Hello, I'm Pommy.
And I'm Nancy.
Together we make the Kitty Sisters. We're apartment syndicators, entrepreneurs, and educators with big dreams and a $300 million multifamily apartment portfolio.
We're into helping successful entrepreneurs and founders who have a passion for real estate and $100K to $5 million to invest, all aiming to turn their business profits into a lasting legacy through income-producing asset investments.
This is Cashflow Multipliers, a podcast dedicated to your financial freedom and the lifestyle you deserve.
Now, you might think the Kitty Sisters can't know Hollywood just because they grew up in Los Angeles. Yes, we aren't in the show biz, but we have mastered the art of capital raising for our real estate businesses. Take our latest multifamily project. We pulled together $38 million, matching what Costner personally poured into a passion project, Horizon.
But here's the kicker. Our $38 million didn't come from dipping into our own pockets, but we pulled together high net worth individuals who are about beating inflation with real estate, crave tangible assets, and chase the tax benefits to build a lasting legacy. Moreover, they lack the interest, knowledge, time, energy to find and manage their own multifamily apartments. That's where we come in, leveraging our expertise to create value for everyone involved.
Kevin Costner's $38 million Horizon gamble was huge. He used his own cash and property to make a grand Boston epic.
But he could have sidestepped this risk with one of two simple strategies, one that could be easily slapped right into his business model.
To grasp the mistake Kevin Costner made, we need to start at the beginning of his Hollywood career. He's a risk taker famously cut from The Big Show in 1983, but rebound as a star in Silverado.
Despite multiple warnings against making baseball movies, Kevin Costner achieved huge success with Bull Durham and Field of Dreams, both of which became massive hits.
He then starred in Yellowstone, turning a series on a little-known channel into a smashing hit, boosting his confidence to ignore Hollywood's cardinal rule: never invest your own money in a movie.
His first major risk, Dances with Wolves, saw him invest $3 million of his own cash, earning $184 million in 7 Oscars. But this success and confidence might have encouraged even riskier bets.
Otto Costner has found success in the past by taking personal financial risks on his projects. The stakes are notably higher now. At age 69 years old, Costner faces a tighter margin for recovery if the subsequent chapters falter.
Passion projects are always compelling, but what if Kevin Costner could have pursued his passion while taking on less personal risk? How could you continue to grow your wealth while doing what you love? True financial security hinges on smart financial strategies that we're about to dive into.
So let's begin with strategy number one, forged financial freedom. Here we got three powerful pillars. First up, active income. This is a cash you earn by trading your time for money. Consider Kevin Costner, his earnings from time spent on set. You might wonder how his active income alone could bolster his financial security. Well, here's the strategy. Rather than simply banking that dough, imagine if he invests it into income producing assets. This leads us to second pillar.
Second, passive income, our two favorite words. This pillar is about putting your money on the front line so you can kick back, wondering if it's truly passive investment exists. Absolutely. There are setups that need minimal efforts from you, but deliver substantial profits.
Take real estate, for example. Skip the snail pace equity game of single family homes. Too slow, too risky. We go big with multifamily apartments. Quicker, larger gains. Then there's pocketing dividends from stocks and more.
Over time, this pillar doesn't just grow, it becomes rock solid. This ensures your financial game isn't tied to your day job or whatever big project you've got.
Imagine if Costner had supercharged his passive income machine. He could have funded his passion projects,
using his money-making powerhouse, tapping to the fund without risking his principal stash. And the third pillar, legacy income. This is about cementing your financial security and advantages for your future generations, something that most of us didn't grow up with. It's about creating the lasting impact and ensures your family's financial security, something that Kevin Costner may or may not be able to do as well as he'd like, given his current financial entanglement. It's essential to fortify all these three pillars to effectively build your financial fortress. By doing so, you can ensure your financial future, pursue your passion projects, and stand resilient against any challenges. And if you're wondering, this strategy sounds great, but what if I don't have enough active income to invest in passive or legacy income? Then this next strategy is especially for you. It's also one that Kevin Costner could have used to fund his passion project. Strategy number two, OPM, other people's money. This strategy shines in how we expand our multifamily real estate portfolio. Using OPM isn't just about creating our own wealth. It's about elevating everyone's involvement in our projects. This includes our passive investor, property management team, legal team, brokers, and more. Consider Ava DuVernay's approach to her film, Origin. Initially, she sought traditional financing but faced several hurdles. Rather than relying on studio backing, she pivoted to an unconventional source, philanthropists. Organizations like the Ford Foundation and nonprofits supported by Melinda French Gates, Lorraine Powell Jobs, and 23andMe CEO Anna Wojcicki stepped in.
Many of these backers were new to investing in feature films, yet they were drawn to and believed in her vision. This strategy amplifies using other people's money, OPM, to not only fund a project, but also bring together a community of investors who are invested in the success and impact of the work.
Now, you may be wondering, in Kevin Costner's case, why should he use someone else's money if there's not a clear profit in there? To that, we say, hey, investment isn't always about direct returns. Think GoFundMe or university donors. Do they see a tangible return? Nope, but they believe in the cause. Horizon could have been more than just Kevin Costner's passion. It could have sparked someone else's.
Think about GoFundMe campaign that Palm just said. Do those donors expect a return? Absolutely not.
Or alumni who pour millions of dollars in universities. Sure, they may get a building named after them, but there's no direct ROI.
And what if Horizons turn a profit? What if Kevin Costner offered a model where investors could actually see gains?
When we buy multifamily apartment buildings, complexes, sure, there's risk, and there's risk in any investment, but we're upfront about that. But compared to the film industry, where you're gambling on box office hits, hoping crowds will show up, in contrast, multifamily properties are already generating cash. They're established businesses with a customer locked in on yearly leases.
Instead of risking his asset, Kevin Costner could have pitched to investors with the same spirit as venture capitalists. VCs throw millions at tech startups, not flinching at failure because they're hunting for the next tech unicorn. They play the averages.
Investor in Costner's ventures would likely back multiple endeavors, not sweating if Horizon flop. They're in it for the portfolio's overall victory. This might be a new playbook to Kevin Costner, but it's not to people in real estate like us. It's just another day in the office. We know this game inside and out.
Unfortunately, Kevin Costner didn't tap into either of these strategies, and even an old-time gambler like Crash Davis can run out of luck.
Kevin Costner's career is a testament to his relentless pursuit of passion and success. While Horizon represents a significant gamble, it highlights the critical need for financial planning and diversified income streams.
Whether you're a Hollywood A-lister like Kevin Costner or an everyday individual, adopting one or both of these strategies is crucial for securing your financial future.
Now, if you're interested in learning how to use other people's money to buy large multifamily complexes, think 65 units or above, make sure to tune into this episode.
We can't wait to begin this journey with you. Check us out at thekittysisters.com/podcast.